contemplating today's gospel. Liturgical day, Saturday of the second week in ordinary time. The gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." Commentary by Father Antoni Carroll from Sant Cugat del Vallès, Spain. He is out of his mind. Today we see how Jesus' own relatives react. He is out of his mind. Once again, the old proverb, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house," is seen to be true. It is unnecessary to say this complaint does not taint the Blessed Virgin Mary, because from the beginning to the last moment, when she was at the foot of the cross, she always kept her immovable faith and trust towards her Son. But what about us? Think about how many amongst our neighbors or those closer to us can we say light up our lives. We do not have to go very far. Let us consider the Holy Father, St. John Paul II. How many people followed him, and at the same time, how many did not hesitate to accuse him of being stubborn and out of date, jealous of his power? Is it possible that after 2,000 years, Jesus is still on the cross for our salvation, while we onlookers keep saying to him, "Come down from the cross so we may see and believe"? Let us look at it another way. If we valiantly identify ourselves with Christ, our presence will not be neutral for those interacting with us for reasons of kinship, work, etc. Moreover, our presence will be a pain in the neck for some people, because we shall be like a reminder for their conscience. We can be certain, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. With their mockery, they will try to conceal their fears. With their disqualifications, they will perform a poor defense of their laziness. How many times we Catholics are being accused of exaggerating? We have to reply, we are not. For it is impossible to exaggerate in matters of love. Instead, it is quite true that we are radical, because love is just so absorbent. It has to be either all or nothing. Or love kills the self, or the self kills love. This is why St. John Paul II spoke of evangelic radicalism and of not being afraid. He said, "In the cause of the kingdom, there is no time for looking back, even less for settling into laziness."